evolutionists still clung to the theory that a fish evolved into the first five-fingered land-walking ancestor as a result of drought, even though they knew there was a gap in the story. But without new evidence, no one could come up with a better idea. In 1981, along came paleontology's avenging angel. Jenny Clack had long dreamed of embarking on the quest to find out why we first walked on the land. But when she arrived in Cambridge, it seemed a remote hope.
I had just finished my thesis when I started work here and was looking around for another project. And a colleague of mine said, "Don't worry, something will turn up." And I didn't believe him.
What turned up was the notebook of a geology student who had visited Greenland in 1970. In one corner, he'd made an extraordinary note that showed though he knew about rocks, he knew little of fossils. He'd written that he had found remains of Ichthyostega, Jarvik's legendary first tetrapod, of which only one complete specimen existed anywhere in the world.
He'd noted Ichthyostega bones and skull bones common. And early tetrapod specimens are not common anywhere, particularly not Devonian tetrapods on a mountain in Greenland. And to see this in his notebook just set the bells ringing. We have to go there.